Okay, we are on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Actually, I made a big boo-boo last night. Not in the worst scheme of things, the biggest boo-boo I ever made, but still a boo-boo. I stopped in the middle of a sentence. And so says the Gemara, on top of Beis Amud Aleph, what a kinui kinuin, right? Elain Inun, the top line I'm starting from. Elain Inun Kinui Kinui, now die to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, what's Kinui Kinui? It says, Menazachno, Mefachazno, all these languages are not Kinui Kinui, those are Kinui themselves. What's Kinui Kinui? I'll die to Rabbi Yossi. Although I think it's that which it says, Harei Alaitzi Poichin. Person says he wants to bring birds. Now, I told you last night, like the Pnei Moshe shot in the Mishnah, which is true, the Pnei Moshe says it, and later on it's going to be shot in the Gemara itself, it's going to be down, that a Nazir whose tummy becomes, brings Tzipurim. Okay, Nazir's tummy becomes, so that's why I thought it was Kinei Kinei, but that's not what the Gemara means here. Remer Omer Nazir, Chacham Remer Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan says, Mishum Kinei Kinei, this is where I stop, but it's a middle sentence, what's the Now, it's another interesting thing is that opinion which is attributed to Rabbi Yochanan here in the Bavli is attributed to Reish Lakish, the Yerushalmi is attributed to Reish Lakish in the Bavli, and vice versa. So the names are messed up here. Or not messed up, mixed up between the two Talmudim. But Rabbi Yochanan says, why can you hear? Because there's a pasuk in Daniel. Says Adisare, I think it's about Nebuchadnezzar, says his hair was Kinishrin, was like eagles. Rabba, so long. The Froi and his nails were like Tziporim, were like claws of birds, talons of birds. So we see there's a pasuk which talks about the length of hair and uses, or the length and the length of nails uses birds. So when he says Arei like Tziporim, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's kinui kinui because there's a pasuk associated with long hair which matches the word Tziporim. So it's like free association, right? That's what it comes to.
It was not a bald eagle.
Not a bald eagle, right. So that's why it's Kinui Kinui. And then one's going to come back to this on the bottom of the page in greater detail. Now, the next thing, Hareini Kozeh, I don't want to get too complicated, but I have to mention. Last night I said, I learned that the Gemara previously was talking about Hareini Kozeh. And here it seems like the Gemara introduces for the first time Hareini Kozeh, which would be an indication I was incorrect last night. I can bail myself out. I'm not going to attempt to do so tonight because it's going to get too complicated. But last night I learned that the Sugya back on Alpha Base held that Hareini Kozeh only works if a Nazir is walking in front of you. But that's enough. You don't have to hold on to your hair. Okay? And he has to say, when Nazir has to walk in front of him and say, Hareini, ain noe kozeh, Hareini kozeh. Oh, there's nothing as handsome as a Nazir, I'm like a Nazir. And then we say he meant that he wants to become a Nazir. Not that he wants to be upstanding member of the community like the Nazir, but he wants to actually become a Nazir. That's already touched up last night. Here, the Gemara gives an alternative, which I actually quoted last night, but with one word missing here, which makes it critically different. Hareini Kozeh Amar Rabbi Yosef Echina B'tofus B'saro. The Gemara last night on Amar Beis brought Rabbi Yosef Echina and said Rabbi Yosef Echina said in B'tofus B'saro. If he's holding his hair V'omar Hareini Kozeh, then that's considered to be making him a nausea, right? So, and that I learned last night that he wasn't touching up the Mishnah. But rather, it was an independent statement. The Mishnah is talking about where Nazir is walking in front of him. Then Rabbi Yosef Kanina says, and also if he's holding on to his hair. But here it sounds like the Gemara is actually using Rabbi Yosef Kanina to interpret the Mishnah. And saying that Rabbi Yosef Kanina is interpreting the Mishnah when the Mishnah said, Hareini Kozeh, it's not Benazir Oivre Lefanov. It's when he's holding on to his hair and saying Hareini Kozeh, holds his hand and says Hareini Kozeh, that means he wants to be a Nazir. Okay? So last time we learned Hareini Kozeh is when the Nazir passed in front of him. Tonight it seems from this Gemara which says Hareini Kozeh is when he is holding on to his hair even if the Nazir is not passing in front of him. Regardless, it argues on the Bavli. Because the Bavli says you need both. You need both holding onto his hair and nazir over the front of.
Well, how could you say kazeh when the person's not in front of
him? I'm like my hair. Yeah. Now, things like this, the Ribban seems to learn, although it's not much like this in any of the Rishonim on the Bavli, that Harei Tavos Besara means you're holding out to the nazir's hair. Which makes a lot of sense. Harei Kozeh, I'm like this hair. But almost all everybody learns that Harei Kozeh is we're holding out to your own hair. And that's why they learn in the Bavli, that makes sense, because the Bavli which says they need both. He Tavos Besara and Nazir or Vilafano in order for Harei Kozeh to work. The Ribbaz does make sense in the Yerushalmi to say that since the Yerushalmi Kondra Yitzchakina holds Tavos Besara is enough, so maybe Taka means the Toifes Besara of the other guy. But then, of course, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are holding almost the same thing because they need a Nazir. Okay, he's not only Vilafano, but you're grabbing his hair, right? Anyway, but the bottom line, it seems to me, is that the Yerushalmi and Bavli do argue on this point, and Harei Kozeh, according to Bavli, requires both. Harei Kozeh and the Yerushalmi requires either one. It's not clear, perhaps, Davka Tavos Baruch, Davka Nozir Lefonov, depending on the Suyan Alvum, a base or base Manalv, but one of them suffices. Okay. Harei Misasel, the guy said If the guy says, Harei Misalsel, I'm going to adorn my hair, Harei Michalkel, I'm going to sustain my hair, Ko'emer, it's as if he says, Harei Minam Salsalin, or Minam Michalkelin. I want to be from those who adorn the hair or sustain the hair, and that's a nausea. Now, Harei, now here the Gemara is, there's a superfluous material here in the Gemara. According to Shai Taurus, it's Yisrael, it's the way I'm going to learn. So let's just learn this, so let's just skip the, let me do it here, and then we'll skip later on. It comes on the same thing, but I'll just change the next two few words. Harei lo misalsel v'lo michalkel. It really is later on, but that terminology. I'll just use it here. Harei lo misalsel v'lo michalkel. Even though it says here, misalsel michalkel, shai teres, it all changes it. So I'm not going to misalsel, I'm not going to be michalkel. Ka'omer, it's as if he says, lo asalsel v'lo achalkel, pochus mishloishim elo shloishim. It means also to be a nozer. He says, I don't want to be misalsel, I don't want to be michalkel, that's also loshin mazirus. It means I don't want to be misalsel michalkel for less than 30 days, but I want to do a dafka 30 days. So that means that Itaka is also a nazir. Okay, now skip the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to Area Leitziporin. He wants to bring birds, okay? So that's this game back to what we opened with today. Area Leitziporin, Rabbi Meir Omer, nazir is a nazir. Meir Chomim, Eno Nazir, Chomim says he's not a nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Kinuin, like we said before, it's Kinuin Kinuin. Now I gotta tell you, Dr. Spadelli, your question of last night, the Bavli asked. You should Bavli ask, what about maybe when he said a rather like Sporting Mentsi Pori Mitzora? Right? And the Bavli answer is that it's talking about Nazir Ovilafonov. Which of course Yerushalmi doesn't hold. Obviously the Bavli has much more stringent parameters for what makes a Nazir. Right? Because it says and Chanami, if it's not Nazir Ovilafonov, maybe Mentsi Pori Mitzora. So therefore, the Bavli says has talking about Nozer Elfonim, but here Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Okay, so again, Rabbi Elchanan says Mishum Kinui Kinuin. He learns it that Rabbi Meir holds that he is a Nozer because of Kinui Kinuin, because the Pasuk just brought down Daniel Adi Sari Kinishvin until his hair is like eagles, Rabah grows like eagles with Tiferet Tziporin, and his nails like talons. Shemilagish Omer, no, the difference for. Like we said before, Mishum Nozir Tomei, maybe he's thinking about a Nozir Tomei who brings birth. He says more, wait a minute, V'chit Tziporin, maybe. Does he bring Tziporin? Tziporin are Tweety birds. He doesn't bring Tweety birds. Tomein, he brings Tomein, Bnei Yono, maybe. He brings doves and, turtle doves and whatever they're called. But, fowl. He doesn't bring birds, right? He brings fowl. It's tiny, tiny, so there are those who learn call of Torah, Koritziporin. Any Torah bird is called a Tzipor is called Butzipor. Besides that, let's learn Kolof. It's a generic term for all birds, which I think it is in modern Hebrew as well. Kolof, Ben Tome, Ben Tor, it's Tome, it's Ober, Koret Tzipor is called Tzipor. Mada Mar Kolof Tor, Koret Tzipor, he learns that Pasuk, what Pasuk tells that any of Tor is called Tzipor, called Tzipor, Toro Tochel, any Tor, Berdishi. Mada Mar, he said Kolof, Ben Tome, Ben Tor, Koret Tzipor, it's Pasuk Yecheskel, and more let Tzipor Kolkonov say to the birds, all winged creatures. My time at the Rabbanan. Now here for the next few lines, it gets a little bit messed up. My time at the Rabbanan. What's larger Rabbanan? According to Reish Lakish, who holds that Tzipporin refers to Tzipporin Mitzora. So why don't Rabbanan agree with that? Now according to Rabbi Yechanan explained that Rabbanan holds Tzipporin that Kinuyin are okay. They're not Kinuyin, don't make Nazirus. And he holds it's a wacko kinyan because referring to Pasuk and Daniel. So therefore that doesn't work on Rabbanan. But Gornar Reish Lakish, it's reasonably close to, you know, to Nazirus itself, because story about what a Nazir Tomei brings. So what Gornar Rabbanan, why is it not Nazirus? So Gornar Reish Lakish has to answer, Nasa can be snadif tzipor lebedek avais. Because he doesn't mean necessarily the birds of Nazir, can mean the birds of Bedek Abayis, or the birds of, also Tzipor Mitzara for that reason, probably, right? Obviously, the Ushami Lashitaso, that we're talking about where there's no Nazir walking in front of him. So then the Rabbanan can hold it's not a Mitzara, not a Nazir, because he meant something else for the birds, not the birds for Tzipor and Nazir, but for some other purpose like the Bedek Abayis. My time in Rav Meir. Now, on the other end, what's the reason of Rav Meir? We said, then here the Tzari Torah Yisrael erases the beginning of the next line and puts in instead, Me'achar Shanozir Tomei Mevi Oaf Harez Anozir. Since the Anozir Tomei brings a bird, so therefore he's Anozir, right? Man, now going to the end of the next line, the third to last line, Man Avi Benem, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? This case, Omar, the guy says, Hare Eloi Osham. He wants to be an Osham, which also Nazir Tomei brings an Osham, right? So Al Daite, according to the logic of Reish Lakish in Rabbi Meir, Me'achar She'enem is not a Osham Lebedek Abayis, since no, you don't bring a voluntary Osham, right? So Nazir, he's for sure a Nazir, right? Because you don't, again, as I say, you don't bring an Osham to Bedek Abayis, so you had no other intent other to become a Nazir. However, Al Daitin the Rabbanan, according to the rationale of Rabbanan, who hold that Kinuyin are normally not Nazirus, here, but during the page, and here he changes the first few words in line, almost all the words, Bein la Rameir, Bein la Rabbanan, Eino Nazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I skipped a word. Al Daitin Rabbi Yochanan it should be. According to the logic of Rabbi Yochanan, so then, it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan, but that's what it should say. Al Daitin Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rameir, Bein Rabbanan, Eino Nazir. Because he holds, obviously, that this is too far removed. Why is that? Because he holds that, according to Rabbanan, or Rameir, the reason why it's a Nazir is because of the Pasuk in Daniel, which links birds to length of hair. But there's no Pasuk linking Usham to length of hair. See, Koran Reish Lakish, who learns that Tzipporin, Koran Reish Lakish, is a cause to become a Nazir because of the carbon issue. So he would hold that if you said Usham is also a carbon issue, that Koran Reish Lakish, Yitaka would become a Nazir under those circumstances. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that by birds, the reason why you're a Nazir, according to Rabbi Meir, is because it alludes to a pasuk which speaks about length of hair. Usham never doesn't allude to length of hair. And he doesn't learn that allusion to carbonus is a valid kinuyin. So therefore you said, Hareni ka Usham, right, then you're not, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Meir, you would be a Nazir. Because it refers to the carbon of a Nazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to nobody, to become a Nazir, because it's got to be an allusion to some aspect of Nazirus, such as length of hair. Since there's now no allusion, so therefore not a Nazir at all. Okay? Halacha base. Harein in Nazir Mirachar Tzonim. The guy says I want to be a Nazir from pits, mina zogim, from skins of grapes, mina tiglachas, from hair cuts, mina tuma, from tuma, harei is a Nazir, he is a Nazir, v'chol tituchin Nazirus, with all the details of the Nazirus. Now, new concept. Harei k'shimshon b'manoch. He wants to be like Shimshon b'manoch, and of course Shimshon was a Nazir. But he was what kind of Nazir? Nazir Olam. But the thing is, I did not realize this when I learned the Bavli, and I'm not sure, looking it up today, I didn't pay attention to it. Yerushalmi distinguishes between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon. They're two separate things, according to Yerushalmi. Okay? A Nazir Olam is a Nazir who keeps Torah Nazirus d'oraisa for eternity. Nazir Shimshon keeps Nazirus for eternity, but it's the Nazirus of Shimshon. What's the difference? Nazirus, Nazir Olam, he can't be Matami Lamesim. Ever. A Nazir Shimshon can be Matami Lamesim. So the length of time is equivalent, but the parameters are different. Okay, so it's important to remember that Yushami, Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon are not precisely the same thing. Okay? So Bahreina Kishimshon Ben Manoch, Gebaud Lila, like the husband of Lila, Kemishaka Dlaus Osaza, like he uprooted the doors of Gaza. Kemishaniku Plishim Zav, like he who the Philistines pierced out his eyes. I raised the Nazir Shimshon, the Nazir Shimshon. Oh, here it is, actually. It's, what am I talking about? Here it's a Mishnah. So it must be also in the Bible as well. Ma'av and Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon, I prepare you, Shalmi. And I'll tell you a trade secret. I usually gloss over the Mishnayos because I figure they're the same as the Bavli usually, so I don't pay that much attention to it. So sometimes I don't register. So here's the case. Ma'avin Nazir Olam Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam Hichbi Desara Meiko Batar. Nazir Olam, if his hair gets heavy, he can trim it with a razor. Or maybe Shalosh Behemos, that he brings three animals if he becomes Tomei, right? No, maybe Shalosh Behemos is under one circumstance. When he trims his hair, that's when he trims his hair. In other words, he's allowed to trim, and then he brings these three karbanos, and then he continues with his nazirus, right? Vim nitman, if he comes to me, maybe karban tuma. Nazir Shimshon hichbid esar, if his hair becomes heavy, enomekel, he can't trim his hair. And obviously becomes Tomei, and maybe Karma Tumi doesn't bring a Karma Tumi either. Okay? Because he's allowed to be, as Shimshon, he's allowed to be with Tomei and Mason.
Once a year they were allowed to trim.
More is going to discuss that. Okay, it says, Marakini Mas Nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Now, I'm going to read this like the Mashbiach, even though I don't know if he's right, but it's certainly cool and it fits in with the language he says. Not O, the next word. He reads it U. U is a Vav Achibur, right? So it's the Kinyas Nisa Umina Chartzonim, Umina Zogim, Umitiglachas, Umituma. In other words, he said he's a Nazir from all the details of Nazirus, not any one of them, either or, as we read, as one could read the Mishnah, but rather it's specifically and. Right? Im Amar Bekula Nazir, if you said all of them, then you're Nazir.
But even if you say one of them, it still encompasses all the other.
No, as I'm saying,
you can select it. You can be selected in your Nazirus.
Yeah, and you're not a real Nazir. You're just limited Nazir. Yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara, what the Yerushalmi is telling us. Krabi Yehuda, she asked you vav. It's not enough to say ooh, you got to say v. So I don't know, The Bavli says, Armish is not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds you have to mention everything. But according to Yerushalmi, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Because it's the way, according to Mashbiach, because he says, means they have to mention all of them. Now, Rabbi Rizzo says you have to talk and mention the vavim, which means you have to say ooh. Rabbi Meir, Brown Kari Meir, feel low iski vavim. Rabbi Meir, you don't have to mention the ooh. I guess you say Irani Nazir. Either he holds that O works as well, or he holds that Irani Nazir mina chartzonim mina zogi mina tiglachas mina noatuma without the vavachibos. It's as if you said the vavachibos, which I think is probably more the case. But he assumes the vavachibos even though he didn't say ooh.
Well, you said that's what the Korban Ed says. It means when you talk about the nazir shtayim, that means for he's a nazir for each other aspect.
No, we're getting there. Says Umar. Harani nazir and nazir. Person says, I want to be nazir and a nazir. Nazir shtayim. He's a nazir two times. Yeah, twice 30 days. Okay? Dava yochel meimar, and we could have also said, Harani nazir, Harani nazir, nazir shtayim. That's also true. But the chiddush is that nazir, nazir, even if you say Harani a second time, you're still a nazir for two times, right? Harani nazir for achas. Similarly, if you say I'm a nazir and one, plus one, right? It's like you say in the Avodah Yom Kippur, achas v'achas. I raise a nazir shtayim, a nazir twice, right? Where you say, I raise a nazir achas ve'od. I raise shosh, that's three. Then what if you say, I raise a nazir achas ve'od v'shuv. That's nazir arba, it's a fourth line. Om Rav Yisrael Bun. Yisrael said, if then you say, I raise a nazir ve'od v'shuv kohem, so the Kohem tax on another four times. Kohem means like the first four, so that's eight Nazirus, right? What if you said, Harani Nazir v'achas v'od v'shuv Kohem k'mosam? That's Sheshes rate. That's 16. So the Mashbiach wants to tie, I don't know if he's right, but he says, if you say, Harani Nazir v'achas v'od v'shuv Kohem k'hem, then it'll only be 12. Because the Kohem is another time four, and the second Kohem would be a third time four. But if you said Kohem and then K'mosom, by changing language, the Kohem was made 4 plus 4, 8, and the K'mosom makes the 8 into 16. Okay? That's the Mashbiach's time. Okay. Says the Gemara, Sumchus Amar, Sumchus said, and this is the Bavli too. Tetragon, if you said I want to be a Nazir, Tetragon, Arba, that's 4. Trigon, that's 3. Digon is Stein. Harani, if a person said Harani, Yad Nazirus. That's a Yad. He can serve, if he had met that way, he can serve as a language of Nazirus. Harei Elipra said, it's coming upon me, that if he meant it that way, can serve as a Yad, as a shorthand for a carp. Rabbi Blazer Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, Taifsenosom Mishum Yad Le Korban. Indeed. We take this as the Yad Korban. Now, he's not going on the previous statement over here. It's what Mishnah Dorim says. If a guy says, we have this in the Dorim, is a Shani Ochel L'cho. Right? And he didn't say, Ma Shani Ochel L'cho Korban. So there too, it's Yav a korban, even though there it's not going to become a korban. That's a regular konum, right? So he's answering somebody else's hanoah upon himself. But there too, Yad works. A person just said, we learned that in the Torah. A person says, Harani ochel, Harani lo ochel, Mashani ochel. Even in a complete statement, we assume it's korban, and that works in order to answer. Just like for a korban proper, Harani works. And so too, if a person says, Harani Ochel or Mashan Yochel, there too, it works for Taaser Bano. Rabu Machia Boy. Rabu
Can we just back up a minute? When it says Harani, how do we know he's talking about being a Nazir?
He's got to tell us.
Well, he does have to say.
That's so.
Because there's no Nazir in front of
him. No, he has to tell us that he meant Nazir. That's efficient language, meaning Nazirus, but he has to say that he meant Nazirus. Yeah. Rabu Machia Boy, yes. Omar Lo Ochel Lucha. If a person said, I'm not going to eat...
I'm not sure that that makes any sense. Isn't there a concept by, like, Nazirus and by Neder, there has to be, like, it has to be fully... Even though you say Yodos Kandarm, Kinu Kandarm, Kinu Nazirus Kandarm, there still has to be... Isn't that an aspect of Haflaw that has to be articulated?
Haflaw means you have to have... Haflaw means you have to be a Yad. But once it reaches the status of yad, that's sufficient.
But then, if you're saying that he has to tell us what he means, then...
No, he doesn't have to tell us. No, he doesn't have to tell us. That's we want to beat him for not keeping his nazirs or whatever, but he doesn't have to tell us. Telling us is just so we should know. But you know, for him, it's already nazirs. He can say, I said a rain, it makes me a nazir. That's all. I think. Rebu Merchia boy, Rebu Merchia asked, Omar lo ochal lecha. Person said, I'm not going to eat for you. Toysen some yad l'shum yad l'shvua. Is that a yad for shvua? Right here, it's a shvua. He didn't intend to make the food osir by himself. Because it would have said, mashani ochal lecha. Whatever, what I eat from you. You know, the food going, the food itself. But he's going here, it's going on his activity. So is there yad l'shvua or not? Omar Rebu Merchia said, no. Uche the bar nashva, because when a person takes a shvua, he usually prefaces the statement with the word shvua. When you take a neder, you say at the end of the statement, olai kikorba. When you take a shvua, you preface him and say, I'm swearing, right? It's not, it's going to be coming upon me like a korba, it's going to be, I'm swearing XYZ, right? So therefore, Dilma lo'ocha l'cho shvua, the people say, I'm not going to eat for you shvua, so therefore it's not a yad. A yad is when you started a statement and you finish it. But it's not a fragment of a statement. So therefore, if it's a statement where you jumped in the middle and continued, that's not a yad l'shvua. It's interesting, chiddush, right? Because since shvua primarily usually starts the statement, so there's no such thing as a yad l'shvua, only a yad l'neder. Okay? Says Gemara, so it's like literally a handle. It has to be grasped onto it. Says the Gemara simile. Omrei Mitzayim and Matanya, he brought it right from the way people speak. Orche de Barnasha, a person says, Kanto de Kucha, the handle of a pliers. Vilma Kucha, the Kanto people say the pliers handle. People don't say that. Nowadays they do. But then they did. Says the Gemara, person says, Blonazarti. I didn't take a nazir. I didn't become a nazir. Mutzer, so he's not a nazir. Kvar yisi nazir. Now, I don't understand exactly what the scripture says. Person says, I already was a nazir, and I already also we assume he's a nazir. That language in and of itself can make him nazir. It's not that modest that he's a nazir. Kvar yisi nazir means, I have become already a nazir. That's already sufficient to make him a nazir. Interesting concept. Okay? I don't understand it fully again. It seems to me like he's saying something about himself, not taking nether, but Mutzer says the language of nether. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia B'Shem Rabbi Avina Rabbi Yami Shem Rabbi Yisrael Chena Omer said very interesting Gemara. Homer, if somebody says Hareini, and shouldn't meet is the type, it's supposed to be everybody says Hareini Miyayin Shel Orla. I'm praying myself from wine of Orla. Now, of course, wine is Naziris, but Orla is also to him anyway, right? And I don't drink wine of Orla. Lo Amartu. So he says it's not Naziris. Chavai Armin, the Chavai said it's a machlokas. Kira Bishimen, you're right, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not in the zeros. But according to Rabbanan, it's taka in the zeros. The thing that we learn, Shvua Shlo Ochal, present day because Shvua is not going to eat. Vachon he ate, Nevelis, Trefa, Shkotim, Ramosim, he ate, you know, all sorts of things. Chayav, he's liable. Right, because he transgressed the Shvua. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon Paters, right? So, Rabbi Shimon Pater's, obviously, according to Rabbanan, the Shvua is Chal on Isurim. So to the Nazirus should be Chal on Yain Shorla. For Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chal, because just like a Shvua doesn't take effect on something which is also to you anyway, so the Nazirus does not take effect on something which is also to you anyway. Do you like that parallel?
Yes.
No. Bad mistake on your part. But not yet. Says more. Okay, fine. You're right over there. That's true, but we'll see. I think the next word reads better as ve'omar, but it can be omar as well. But it reads like ve'omar, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira says be'koilo nechluku. That if you included everything together, B'koil nechulku, the whole machluk is by koil, where you just took a lump sum shvua, I'm not going to eat, right? However, avo b'poiret, But if you said, I'm not going to eat shkot, I'm taking shvua, I'm not going to eat shkot, and the veil of shkot, and I'm masim, kol amamoyde shen shvuos chalos al nisurim, right? Then everybody agrees that the shvua doesn't work by nisur. So here too, for sure, even according to Rabbanon, you don't become a nazir over here. Because here it's peret. The Kamakoyon Ukayom, he says, you think you're talking about Koyon, you're talking about peret. He took a specific thing, Yain Shalom, and said, and I could become a nazir for that. Surely here, Naziris is not chal. Even when Rabbanon said, a shvu is chal, and he said, it's only when the Yisurim included everything else, he said, a generic shvu lo ochal. But a person said, a specific shvu lo ochal, shkotim, the veil is retrieved, it's not chal at all. So here it shouldn't be chal.
It may be different for the zeros because there's no such thing as a selective zeros. You have to once you're nazir for everything, not just for yayin.
Yeah, but he is so me'ad the rabbis. So let's say it's not a flaw over here. He didn't say a proper lashon in the zeros. He goofed. That's a precise point. But it says more on Rabbi Yudan, no, not true. He argues. He says, on the contrary, and the zeros, even according to Rabbi Shimon, works on top of the orla. Why is that? Because he says, "Kam b'dar kam b'shvus, zimchin and eder and shvua, midorim cholim al yisurim." A neder takes effect on a yisur. Kishe vein shvus chalos al yisurim. A shvua doesn't take effect on this because here too the same thing we say, and just like a neder takes effect on an iser, so too a nausea takes effect on an iser. Because the logic of shvua is mushma va'imei v'har Sinai, right? Ready is a shvua upon you from Har Sinai to do the ratzon Hashem, so you can't go take a shvua on top of that. It's superfluous shvua. But there's no neder from Har Sinai, right? See, there's no neder. It's a prohibition of shvua, but not a prohibition of neder. So neder will take effect on top of an iser, and therefore the zeros takes place on top of an iser too. Is that relatively clear?
Yeah, I'm just... And nazir is a neder, not a shvua.
Yeah, it's a neder.
Mm-hmm. It's on the objects.
It's on the objects. On the wine, it's on the hair, whatever it is, but it's on the objects. Okay? Says my brother, Kishem Shekunu Nazirus, because Nazirus is just like an appellation of Nazirus is like this.
Isn't it because, you know, because the Shura is Isser Gavur, it's on the Gavur versus the members on the Hef, so.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was trying to say. Says my brother, Kishem Shekunu Nazirus, Nazirus, Kach, Nazikinu, Shimshon, Kishimshon. If you go, Kinu, if Shimshon is like Shimshon, Hele, Kinu, Shimshon, it's a nickname. I'm Rabbeinu Shimshor, Shimshor, Shimshutz. It's not nice to call Shimshon by these names. Yeah, Shimmy. So it says Gemara. Now, the next Gemara is very, very complicated. Actually, everybody goes to town trying to figure out what it means. I'm going to learn more, basically like the Ritbaz, who does change a few things, but is pretty much the easiest way to learn. Instead of Manoach, it should be Mantano Hichbitzaro. Who's the author of our Mishnah about the hair growing longer? Who said that? Who said the thing about our Mishnah? It says more Rebbe. It's Rebbe. The Mar Rebbe or Shem Rebbe Ami Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's one who holds Nazir Oilam Megaleach Echol Shneimer Sochodesh. Rebbe's one who said a Nazir Oilam does every 12 months he can lighten his hair, like you said before, 12 months, right? However, Rabbanon hold it's different. It's well, we'll see it in a minute. Says Mar. Divrei Chachamim. Now here, the Ritbaz, one of the critical things Ritbaz does is he says, Divrei Chachamim means here, the other Amoraim, not the Rabbanim, the other Amoraim arguing Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the Rebbe holds 12 months. The other Amoraim say, not true, according to Rebbe, sometimes it's 12 months, but sometimes it's 30 days. Rabbi Levishem, Rabbi Yami, Asi, Bruce said, Masi, someone can have a brisa like this. Prince said, Arani Nazir Kaseya Roshi. Prince says, I want to be Nazir like the hair of my head. Now, this happens to be he's using the hair of his head, but it's not relevant to his nazirus. In other words, he's mentioned here, but that you'll see it's not relevant. As there ain't nothing to say, Roshi, or kafar oretz, like the dust of the land, or kecholiam, like the sand of the sea, I raise the nazir olam. Obviously, he can never, finish that, so he's a nazir olam. Umgaleach achas l'shoshim yom. He can shave, however, once every 30 days. Okay, once every 30 days. Why? Because here, nazir olam means he has numerous nazirus. He was no der nazirus kecholayo. In other words, a gazillion nazirios. So every 30 days he can shave. He can take a haircut. Right? Rabbi argues. Rabbi says one continuous nazirus. Rabbi Omer ain't zemegaleach achas l'shloshim yom el achas yudbeis chodesh. Only once every 12 months. Veizushim galeach achas l'shloshim yom. Who can take a haircut every 30 days? Home area line Zirus Kisaros Roshi Ukafara Oretz Ukholayam. If he does before he said already Nazir. So Rebbe says that's one long Nazirus. When is it multiple Nazirios? Only if it says Harea line Naziros. You see a difference in language? Where it said Nazir. Here it said Naziros. So Rebbe says, if he said Naziros, I agree with you, but he said already Nazir, it means one long Nazirus. Now, here's the key point. Bistam chalukim. The whole machlokes in Rabbanan and Rebbe is where he said it. Says the Gemara Mizir Bistam chalukim. Manakim, what did it say about? Im ba'mar mole sorry. If a person said mole sorry, like all of my hair. Or the Shai Teresel changes to Mole Roshi, all in my head. Everybody agrees that it's only after 12 months you can take haircut. Because when he said, like the fullness of my hair, he didn't mean each individual hair. He wasn't making individual Naziris, rather it was one long Naziris, and there it's only every 12 months. Im Koimer Kiminyan Saras Roshi, he says, like the count of hairs on my head, then we agree that since he's differentiating, everybody agrees it's multiple nazirus shemagaleach echal l'shloshimel. That's every 30 days. So that's not a machlokas. Ella, so according to Rabbi Zira, the difference is not between nazir and nazirus, or that is a machlokas too. But he's explicating machlokas slightly differently. The difference is whether it says my entire head, or if he said entire head, everybody agrees. It's every 12 months. If you said like the amount of hairs in my head, then everybody agrees it's every 30 days. What's the machlokes? But Omer Kisei R, when he says it should be like hair. Just like hair. What do you mean when he said like hair? That's stop. He didn't specify. Right? Mayor Molly Rush says when a guy says hair, he means like the totality of hair, which means one long the zeros. Rabbanan Amir, Rabbanan say Koimer Kiminyan Saras Rosh. It's as if he said the amount of hairs, which means that it's multiple Naziris, not one long Naziris. So actually, Koimer Mizir, the Homa Chlokas is where he said just the word hair without expounding whether, like, the hair of my head or the amount of hairs on my head. So Rebbe holds it's like one long Naziris. It is one long Naziris. Eternal Naziris. Rabban holds it's multiple Naziris.
If it just says hair, why isn't it just a 30-day one Naziris?
Because he says like, he didn't say like a hair. He said like hair. Right. You're thinking about like the first Mishnah. Yeah, but there was no case like that in the first Mishnah. He never said Arani Kiseyor. He said Arani Kizkozeh. And that was going on the nausea. They never meant like I'm like the hair on my head. That would be the time of clothes. Or else somehow it's obvious here that he meant this as time period as opposed to, I don't know exactly what it was. Now I goofed before, I should have mentioned, the next line is totally out of place here and everybody has great abilities. The Shartar still says it actually belongs before. It turns out the word ain, beginning of the next line. And it says, you know where it should be? It should be above where you had Rabbi Zira made a statement, Rabbi Zira said that for sure here it's not a neder. Remember, Rabbi Zira said that if a guy says miyan shorl, it's for sure not a neder, not nazirus, because it's not chal nisr. So on that, this line should go. So kam lama ish neder. If it's not a valid nazirus, what is he going hacking a chayik and saying miyan shorl, right? He wants to make sure he's more frum. He wants to be diligent in preventing himself from drinking oil and wine. So he took, even though it's not a real Nazirus, he said that thing. Okay. Now, getting back to our topic. That was like, so again, we try to sort of cut it out of here and paste it on top. And furthermore from here. Host Rabbi Yehuda adds, Im Omar, if a person says, Kimalakte Kites, I want to be a nazir like Malakte Kites, like the amount, like the figs, not the figs, which are dried in the summer. Ukashvile Shemitah, unlike the pathways through the fields during Shemitah when everybody goes to collect. Ukokokhovin Shabrakil, unlike the stars in the sky. Hareza Nazir, it's multiple Nazirus, Kurna Buda. Umagayach Akhoshimiyom, it's many Nazirios. Now, says the Gemara, that must be going like Rebbe, though. It must be, even Rebbe holds it, sometimes it's 30 days, depending on whether it's multiple Nazirus or one Nazirus. Because in Tamar Rabbi the Rabbanon, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbanon, and that he argues on Rebbe, and that Rebbe Tak always holds 12 months, never 30 days, and that Rabbanon are the ones who hold 30 days, I'll prove to you that Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda must be the same Shita. Kerebiu! Let me show you how. Because Hosi Rabbi Yehuda added on some, I don't know where this quote from Rabbi Yehuda is, maybe from some Mishnah later on. Avshalom Nazir Olam Hoya. Avshalom Rabbi Yehuda says in Nazir Olam. I'm going to dive in here. Umegaleach Achat Lishnemes Achodesh. And Avshalom used to take haircut every 12 months. My time, why? Mishum Nazirus. Now, why was he good to take an haircut every 12 months? Because of his Nazirus. So look it. You see here, Rabbi Rose, there's a concept of every 12 months. Yet the same Rabbi Rose said on top of the page every 30 days. So if you're going like Rabbanon, if you hold it, there's Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi. And Rabbanon always holds every 30 days. And Rabbi always holds every 12 months. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say one place 30 days, the other place 12 months? So it must be that even Rabbi agrees that sometimes it's 30 days and sometimes it's 12 months. When is it 30 days? When it's multiple Nazirios successively one after the other. When is it every 12 months? When it's one long Nazirios. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the same opinion. So if Shalom had one long Nazirios, that was every 12 months. When you say it like the figs in the field, or like the pathways in the fields, so then that's multiple Nazirus, and therefore it's every 30 days.
Well, we don't know the language that Avshalom used when he became a Nazir.
Right, just it was his Kabbalah or his interpretation. That's true, but Lemaisa, from the way he looked, from that we see that he holds it 12 months, it holds it 30 days, that must be ready to
every 30 days when the
All right, let's just do a couple more lines. Vayda Amra Rabbanu Shemugaleach Achas Loshim Yom. Where do we see Rabbanan Taka holds every 30 days? Where do they say such a thing? So it says maybe they hold the Rebbe altogether, that it's always 12 months, that it's a long series of 12 months. How do you know they argue on Rebbe? We need to have a proof that Rabbanan Taka argue on Rebbe and hold it so that it's every 30 days, even by another other. So I'll show you. Although it's Ninon, it's where it says, Harmeni Nozir Mole Abayis. You want to be a Nozir like the entirety of the house. A Mole Akupa, like the entirety of the basket. Bokimoso, we check him out. What he meant to say. But be that as it may, the Tani Uloshim, Gleachachas Lushloshim Yom. There said Mole Abayis. Right? He didn't say the amount. He said the entirety of the house. Or the Mole Abayis is one long of zeros. So the Eva should talk to be only 12 months, but Rabbanan say here it's every 30 days. So it must be that Rabbanan hold by every 30 days, that even by Nazir Oilam, it's every 30 days. So our Mishnah, which says that a Nazir Oilam is every 12 months, that's like Rebbe, Rabbanu would argue and say it's every 30 days, even by a Nazir Olam. Says the Gemara, it's just to finish off the Sugya. Wait a minute. Didn't we say that my mole sorry, even Rabbanon agree that it's every 12 months, right? Back then, Rabbanon agreed with mole sorry. We said, Rabbi and Rabbanon, or Rabbi Zeir, we said. But he just said Beseir, Kiseir. He didn't specify. So if that's the case, this Mishnah is not going like this Mishnah over here, this Brisa, is not going like Rabbanon either. Because even Rabbanon agreed by Mole that it's ending every 12 months. They argue only by Stam when it said Seir Stam. So if you have here this Brisa, we don't know who the author of this Brisa is. It's true you see here a Brisa that says that Nazir Olam is every 30 days. But Rabbanon didn't agree that such a Nazir Olam is every 30 days. They are that Mole Seir or Mole Bais would be every 12 months. They only argue we said Stam Seir. So if that's the case, we end up with Akasha, who's the author of this Brisa, who said that even when he said Mole, it's every 30 days, we don't know. On that note, we'll end. That's the end of the Sugya.